was in baggy trousers. He did too much too young. He moonstomped on a clown for his high, you know. Clown cried his eyes out. Right, I'm off to drive uptown for some top scan. I'm taking the scenic drive to Scarville. Time to go-go, I go-go. It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. till noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. You are listening to CITR Radio in Vancouver, 101.9 FM. I'm Scott T, your host, and I got some great tunes for you today. If you have any requests, you can give me a little ring here, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR Radio. And yeah, I got some shows coming up in the next few weeks, which is good, because I feel like getting out and doing some dancing. Let's get to some tunes, and stay tuned.
I'm alone, 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 a lonely man. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Days of my youth, pining away for the truth, like searching for the knowledge, expiring all the while. Still my soul, be still, let that anger take me. Let the now reveal everything that I need, until the time has come to turn the page. How you could rage, how you could rage, how you could rage, how you could rage, 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 rage. Say I wasted my life in the fire, burning in my desire to rip a song and take it to the stage. Still my soul, be still, let my anger take me. Let the now reveal everything that I need, until the time has come to turn the page. How you could rage, how you could rage, how you could rage, how you could rage. Rage, 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 rage.
spot from my bedroom door. Farewell falling from the sky, whispered through the creaking walls, coming through the ceiling, drop, drop, dropping on my kitchen floor. Have we played this game before? Don't say goodbye anymore.
Official.
Oh my gosh.
Americans are
bankrupt. Shut down.
The U.S.
federal government.
Because
6 in 10 Americans oppose providing billions of dollars in assistance to
corporate America.
I got laid off about 2 months ago.
Financial doom and gloom.
And I'll betcha
they will certainly make money off that in the future.
On Wall Street this hour,
the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Waiting zombies on Wall Street. You pay your ass on one of them. We're floating down, strapped to air balloons. I'm looking down, skin with a bottle of gin. It's raining zombies on Wall Street. We're gonna eat corrupt broke men. It's time my zombies had our time. Point first, course begins. I'll eat their hearts, yeah, I'll eat their brains. The end of lying, greedy men. Yeah, I'll eat their hearts, yeah, I'll eat their brains. Give them a dose. One of them, and when I get my hands on Limbaugh, I'll split his legs like a chicken wing. It's raining zombies on Wall Street, nowhere for the corrupt to run. Glenn Beck, better hide, man. Eat extreme Republicans. The tree don't fall like we are mindless. I've never been royal dealing. Zombies walking through Wall Street. I'm dragging Ann Coulter by her hair. Gonna take her to the slum towns. Wanna show how we live here. Zombies walking through Wall Street. Coulter screams for her life to spare. But she never helped anyone. So her last breath will be right here. Strapped to air balloons. I'm looking down, sipping a bottle of gin. It's raining zombies on Wall Street. Nowhere for the corrupt to run. Murdoch better hide them. Message to you, Republicans. Gonna eat their heart. Yeah, I'll eat their brains. The end of lying, greedy men. Gonna eat their hearts. Yeah, I'll eat their brains. In the end, the world will.
It's raining zombies on Wall Street. Perfect timing by the Big D and the Kids Table. They have a new album out on Side One Dummy Records. It's called The Damned, The Dumb, and The Delirious. And I think they've even got a video ready for that. And they didn't even have to pay any extras because it's happening right now. The Wall Street, the Occupy movement, it's really quite brilliant. Don't believe the newspapers telling you that, you know, it's sputtering, it's failing. That is actually the way it's going is sort of the plan. It's supposed to slowly simmer and bubble. Right now is phase one, which is mostly educating. Also, it is getting other, it is, if you noticed, You probably notice it is frustrating people even more that some people believe nothing's happening. But that's part of the plan too, is to frustrate some more people to learn and read up on what's going on, not just in New York and North America, but around the world. Watching live feed across the planet was just fantastic on Saturday. Just watching 350,000 people in Barcelona, 200,000 in Madrid, but like seeing the footage live of these people, just amazing. And if you have a tent, go and join the gang down at the art gallery. They've got some great food, and they're getting to the discussions are being fine tuned. A little boring, but definitely even if you don't want to camp, at least go down there and see what's happening. And there's a lot of education to be had down there as well. Just talk to some people, and I've heard some good things are planned. Also, it's happening. It's going to be happening for as long as who knows how. But I've heard that there's some bands playing down at the art gallery for the Occupy Vancouver occupation on Saturday. I'm sure we'll be hearing more of what's going on there. Anyway. Yada yada. Back to some music. Don't want to get too political. What else was in that set there? We had Big D and the Kids Table. We had the Resignators, a great song called Rage. JB Conspiracy. That band's still around. I still haven't found out if they've got a new album. That album I have called This Machine, one of my favorites ever. They need something new, at least for me. Maybe I'm just not on the ball. What's that? The Planet Smashers in there with Berserk. Great song off of their Descent into the Valley of the Planet Smashers album, which I half love. Half the songs I can't stand. Sorry, guys, but half the songs I think are fantastic. Snip, snip, next time, you in the editing room, little thumbs up, thumbs down, take a couple out, listen to Scotty. and the first song, I'm not sure what I played there. I thought I had something cued, and then, I had my super phone that tried to tell me what it was, but it didn't know. So I think the song was called Lonely Man. If anyone out there knows what it is, feel free to tell me. You can see my podcasts and listen to my podcasts at musicaloccupation.com as well as citr.ca. Let's get back to music, as I said. Let's keep some. There's some really good sort of modernish stuff right now, so I'm going to keep that up. And thanks to DJV for covering last week with the great Rocksteady set. It is up for podcast. I haven't officially put it up on the Musical Occupation yet. Waiting for Steve, who's still hungover from Vegas. Went down Steve from Combination 13. I saw him yesterday. He was so messed up, he wasn't even drinking beer in the bar. He was drinking Coca-Cola because he's just a wimp and, can't handle Vegas. So that was just a tester. I'll have to go with him next time. Hey, Steve. Okay. He absolutely hates it when I bother him on the radio. That's why I'm going to keep going. Here's the Skints.
On the bus when the manager's getting the repercussions for the distant dirt on us, and I'm a fearless little mug that really couldn't give a fuck. If you dig it or you raise it with my views on you, get up well, I can count on my fans. The fact that I think I'm worth a damn, but the passion and the love when none of the factors take up the man to an empty club. Was them a venue ram? So me and my boys and girls gonna get in the fam. On what I saw bland, they don't got no fans, then they just a whipper up and I like a off and you got us up your own brand. And I did on the scene, but overflowing buckets. I call it a brand.
my foot down, take a look around at this city we got long. Cause we sat outside the M25, then I'm afraid the dogs got info. My mom starts to hop at me, then they crack open, can't. Then the younger start to walk, but I'm more than the old man. Until we stand alone, man. What I've learned about now, I've seen the streets. I don't know about statistics.
So innocent. you want, take your chances. You'll be still standing there as a friend.
The Black Seeds from New Zealand, Take Your Chances. Great track. I'll have the Skints in there with Get Me. I just wanted to mention tomorrow night at the Astoria, there's a night, a tribute night, a Smiths tribute night, and it's also a SPCA fundraiser. It's tomorrow night at the Astoria, DJ Nikki Never and Johnny Was from 9 o'clock on until about 1, I think. They're going to be playing your favorite Smiths, Morrissey, and other depressing 80s songs. So yeah, check that out. It's all the profits are going to the SPCA. It's a sliding scale of $4 to $10, or donate whatever you got. But come on down and support the SPCA tomorrow night at the Astoria. And just for this occasion, I thought I'd bring out this great little track from the Swing Easy Orchestra. You may recognize this track. Smith's tribute tomorrow night at the Astoria.
Passenger.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Today, is it you or is it me? Open your heart and let me fill it up with my love. What are they feeling in the heavens up above? It's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad, mad world. Mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad, mad world. You know, I saw your mother just the other day. I asked her about you. She said you were doing okay. I went to the dance hall just last night. I went with someone else. We got into an argument, and now I'm dancing with myself. Oh, oh. I hated you for loving me. You knew you couldn't be mine. You mistreated me, I misjudged you, and we wasted our time. What's the matter with this world today? We're all looking, but no one sees. If we can't get along with each other, why can't we let each other be? 'Cause it's a mad, mad world. It's a mad, mad, mad world.
If you wanna do it, oh yeah, time ain't stopping. If you wanna do it, you better get down to it. If you wanna do it, you better get down to it. If you wanna do it, oh yeah, time ain't stopping now. So go and take your pick of the crop. It's time to
7 years old when I lost my mama and my papa on a railroad track. And ever since I knew they were coming back. And everybody knows I'm a rude boy, walking the streets of dreams. Everybody knows I'm a rude boy, walking the streets of dreams. Everybody knows I'm a rude boy, walking the streets of dreams. Everybody knows I'm a rude boy, walking the streets of dreams. I'm just an ordinary man, an ordinary plans. I'm just an ordinary man, ordinary plans. I had a dream last night that I was a rich man. But when I woke up this morning, I found I was a poor man. Oh, what a dream, what a dream I had last night. Oh, what a dream I had last night. Oh, what a fool I've been, believing I was a millionaire. But I don't want to be rich, I just wanna be someone who can.
Great Laurel Aitken song there. That was Rude Boy Dream. Sorry about that. Great song, though. A few different versions of that. I haven't heard that exact version. That was pretty good. Agrolites in there, Complicated Girl, Baby Love, and the Vandangos, Song of Labor. Great track. Chris Murray, if you want to do it. Chris Murray's coming to Victoria in a few weeks, and stay tuned, because they're probably most likely will be a Vancouver presence as well that week, in the second week in November. And some other great ska shows, before I run out of time here, I should mention, is Halloween's coming up, and there's a big Witch's Brew Halloween event, ska event, happening at the Railway Club on Friday, October 28th. It's Giraffe Aftermath, The Elixirs, and Los Furios, and Mo Jumbo. Who's Mo Jumbo? Curious. Anyway, it's going to be a great night. Put that on your calendar, Friday, October 28th. And then just a few weeks later on, it's sort of a longish weekend, on November 12th, it's a Saturday at Pat's Pub. The Valuables are playing. I haven't seen them in quite a while. Los Ferios again. And all the way from Montreal, traveling across Canada. And I think they're even doing a few U.S. dates. I'm looking at you, Seattle. The Beatdown. Great, great band, The Beatdown. So don't forget to also throw that on your calendar as well. Here's some Beatdown right here, right now. Come and see them on Saturday, November 12th, Pat's Pub.
Up the dance. A big howler with a pistol in his pants. The ladies' man soaking up all the romance. Not a chance, it's our one and only friend. You see him grooving on the dance floor once again. Who's that man? I say stop. He's too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot, and too hot.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. Happy, is it Monday now?
It is a happy Monday.
Lately, I never seem to know what day of the week it is. I don't know. It's because I work mostly from home. So anyway, so today, hello, it's a beautiful Monday here in Vancouver. And we are joined by our guest today, Declan Kerr. He is the author of Finding Your Other Half, The Ultimate Game of Hide and Seek. And you may be listening here in Vancouver or on 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Or you might also be watching online on YouTube.com/spiritualshow. show. So wherever you are connecting with us from, thank you so much for being with us. And so we're going to be talking about finding your other half. Now, when you first hear about this, it's like, okay, finding your soulmate, finding a life partner. But what does finding your other half really mean to you, Declan?
Yeah, good morning, Marie. And good morning, all listeners of Synchronicity Radio and all that other multitasking we're doing at the same time, which is really great, really cool. Yeah, finding your other half is a bit of a play on the words because usually it's taken to mean finding somebody else. And that's where the twist is, really, that a good way to find somebody else and a good way to have fabulous fun and really enjoy the wonder of somebody else is when we also take the time to find ourselves. And I kind of came to that through... through a rocky road, really. I lost a really important relationship, or I went through a relationship that just dissolved, and it was incredibly important to me. And so I took the time to sit on my bum for a while to say, okay, what went on there? What was this about? How do I heal from this? But it really was so important to me to kind of know, how do I make sure that this doesn't happen again? I don't want to go through this again. And I know that there's all kinds of potentials with myself and my partner, and we weren't engaging them and we weren't using them. And so it's kind of like, okay, how can I really learn from this? And so that's been kind of like a guiding principle with this. And it just feels that when we kind of open up to all that we are and we allow all that we are ourselves, that things change. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to open up the phone lines throughout the hour, 604-822-2487, if you want to get on the air and ask a fabulous question about yourself, about relationships, how you can connect more deeply, 604-822-2487. But tell us about the relationship that you had that ended.
Oh, it was...